with the help of, is it Layla and Ellie, you've put some piece of paper under chairs, haven't you? Yeah. So there will be 7 pieces of paper if you look under your chairs. And if it's under your chair, can you please pick them up and have a look at it, okay? Well, the lucky ones. It will have a picture of these 8 different items. Okay, what have you got so far? Okay, Hayden, what have you got? Clock. Okay, one. There will be a basket of fruit. Who's got the basket of fruit? Okay, we've got a basket of fruit. What's the third one? A thumbs up? Mirror, okay. What else? We should have all of them. Should I come and look? Oh, sorry, you got sun. You got the arrow pointing up. Okay, what's missing? The people? Edward, for the, and the world, yes. That's the world. One more. Sorry, should I come and look for it? Oh, you got 2, okay. Do you want to give that to somebody? Yeah. Thank you. Good, okay, so let's have the first one. The clock. Hey, do you want to come up front, please? Thank you. So we're going to do the talk based on these pictures.
Check 1, 2.
Yeah. So if you can say what it says on the clock, please. Read what it says on the clock. Yeah,
there before everything.
There before everything. Okay. So the Bible says God is the Alpha and the Omega in Revelation 1:8. This explains that he is the beginning and the end. And if you read Revelation 4:11, which illustrates that God will still be worshipped as the creator of the earth, even at the end of times. So both Genesis 1 and also John chapter 1 highlight the fact that God as Father, Son, and Spirit was there at the beginning. God, the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you very much. Next one, what have we got? Let's do the fruits, the basket, please. Thank you very much.
Yes, the picture is of fruit from all around the world, and it's a gift from God. I grow fruit in my garden, but I don't really grow it. It's just there to be picked when it's ripe and then eaten. And it's the same with all of those in the various countries.
Thank you very much. Sorry. So the fruits, as you can see, it's a basket of fruit, and it provides for creation. God entrusted his creation, that is us, you and I, his human beings, and provided green plants and fruits, colorful fruits, as food for everything living. It says that in Genesis 1:28-30. So as we think about the basket of fruit at the moment, as you look at it, it is meant to be shared. In fact, there is enough food in the world for everybody. But the reality is, there are some people starving. That's not how God intends it to be. Maybe at this time we can think of a way that we can, you or us as a church, can do something about that. Because God provides enough food for everybody, and there shouldn't be starving people. Okay, what have we got next? We got the clock. How about the sun? Who's got the sun? Okay, do you mean to come? Can you come? Yeah. What does it say?
Created everything.
created everything. Thank you. Can anyone think of how that's related to the sun? John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3, says that the word, that's Jesus, through him all things, it's a play of words, isn't it, the Son of God. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So maybe you can think at the moment of an animal or an insect. Maybe it can be the smallest insect you can imagine, or even the most ginormous animal they can think of. And think that it is made by God. Whatever we believe, how the world came into being, or how the insects, the smallest insects, to the biggest animal were made, it was God who made them. And it was made for one thing. The purpose of that is it was made through Jesus and for him. So that is our third lesson, the Son. Happy son of God. The next one, thumbs up. Who's got thumbs up? The one over there. No one? Okay, maybe it's missing somewhere. But you can see the picture there. At the end of almost every day that God created the universe, he examined his work. And what did he say? It was good. That includes you. So have a look around. Have a look around. God made each one of us and said, it was good. You look good, and you are good in God's eyes. God's given you the thumbs up. And what do we do in return? We give him the thumbs up and say, thank you. So that's another creation lesson that we can learn. And the next one is the arrow pointing up. Who's got that? The arrow. Yes. Can you? Oh. Let me come to you.
Jesus shows us what God is like.
Jesus shows us what God is like. So it's pointing up. John, the Gospel of John, tells us that Jesus reflects the glory, the truth, and the kindness of God. In Genesis 1:27, it says, we are made in God's image, which means that we too should be reflecting God's glory, God's truth, and God's kindness. That is our purpose as human beings. However, God's image in us was spoiled by Adam and Eve disobeying God, meaning we no longer reflected God as he originally intended. And Jesus came to be the perfect example of how we should live, how we should be living and reflecting God's glory, truth, and kindness. So that's why we look to Jesus, who points us to God. And as God's people, we should be reflecting his truth, his glory, and his image. That is why we follow Jesus. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, it says. And the mirror. Sophia, what does it say?
It's a mirror made in the image of God.
Okay. what does it make you feel like? What does it make you feel to think that you are made in God's image? It is a unique identity that's given to us that is not given to any other creation, which is both an enormous worth and a great responsibility at the same time. As our responsibility is, as we said earlier, to imitate God in the way we live, we act, and think. We reflect God's image to the earth. That's the thing that's next. Who's got the map? Sorry, not the map, the earth, the globe. Edward?
Yeah, the world. Given responsibility for the earth, I suspect we've been a bit naughty on that one.
Oh, yes. Given responsibility for the earth. There are many examples of human beings having neglected this purpose and responsibility. And a lot of the problems of climate change, pollution, poverty, are partly due to the effects of not having the love and respect for creation that we should have, or the willingness to dutifully obey God. God put us in this earth, and part of our responsibility is to look after it, to look after the planet, the beautiful planet. And we will maybe start having a think about how we can make a difference as God's people, tasked with the privilege and also the responsibility of looking after the earth. And the last one, who's got the last one? Yes, Lynn. What does it say?
Those who accept and put their faith in Jesus become children of God. John 1, verses 12 to 13.
Thank you. Those who accept and put their faith in Jesus become children of God. John, Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12 and 13 says that those who have faith in Jesus have the privilege of being God's children. So when we think and examine the character of God, who is the creator, and how huge, powerful and awesome he is, and then consider that he is willing to call us, you and I, his children. How does that make you feel? The God who intricately shape and craft the beautiful things that we see around us, even invisible to our naked eyes sometimes because they're so small or they're so far. God is powerful, God is all-loving, God is all-everything, yet he chooses us to call his children. And that feels good. It feels that I am seen, and not just I'm seen, but I was made in God's image. And sometimes we tend to forget that. Just a reminder that we are not just a child, a single child, but God's children together. That is why we meet together. That is why we come together in fellowship. We come to do life together, as my wife likes to say. We share in the goodness of creation. we share through our vulnerabilities, as we carry each other's burdens, as we pray for one another, and also celebrate the good things, birthdays, and all the good things. We are called, we are created to be God's children and God's people. So, as we think about how, from all these images, that God was there from the beginning, and he will be there till the end. And God has given us the fruit of the earth to share. And he has given you the thumbs up because he's made you in his image. And we look to Jesus, who points us to God, who we follow in the way and imitate, in the way we act, in the way we speak, in the way we think. And the Son, through whom all things are created. The creation also tells us about us mirroring God's image and purpose for us, and that we are to look after the world. And we're to look after the world individually and also as a church. So we're going to respond to this truth by singing our next hymn. It talks about the God who indescribable, and at the very last verse it says, "You see the depths of my heart, and you love me the same. You are an amazing God." So if you're able, please, let's stand together and sing "Indescribable."